Hi, I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Adam Myers, Senior Vice President of Intelligence at CrowdStrike, developers of the Falcon platform, the industry's first cloud-native endpoint protection platform. To learn more about CrowdStrike, visit CrowdStrike.com. Adam, great to have you with us again today.
Thanks for having me back.
So Adam, this is our last episode for this particular series on cyber threat intelligence. It was a 12-part series. I'd like to wrap up with a recap from you on what Global 2000 CISOs and security teams should expect from CrowdStrike over the next year.
Well, you know, there's a lot that we're working on behind the scenes. You know, I don't want to let any cats out of the bag, but, you know, I think what you'll continue to expect to see from CrowdStrike is that we're going to look to change the way that organizations think about security and ensure that our customers and people that want to work with us are better positioned to defend themselves and to have comprehensive visibility into their endpoints and understand what's going on in their enterprise so that they can be ahead of the threat and not end up, a cautionary tale and what not to do.
So we need the Adam Myers prediction of what the biggest challenges will be for Global 2000 CISOs and security teams over the next year.
So from a forward-looking perspective, I think the biggest challenges are going to be really still pertaining to the work from home and kind of the evolution of the threat landscape. You know, as the, you know, we've talked about the new normal over the past couple of weeks and the kind of, I realize that might be a little bit of a played out thing to say at this point. But I think, you know, what we're seeing is that threat actors are changing as a result of what's going on in the world much more quickly. And COVID has kind of, I think, further instilled in them that the faster that they innovate and are able to kind of roll with what's going on in the world, the more effective they're going to be in conducting their operations, whether they be criminal, hacktivist, or nation state. The importance of visibility from nation states into organizations grows. And I think that the more people working from home, the more opportunity for nation states to conduct espionage and to get access to things they might not have previously been able to access as easily. And from a criminal perspective, I see the criminal environment kind of shifting towards more catered attacks against work from home. In terms of going after the people that are working from home as the initial kind of way into an organization. I don't know that hacktivists are necessarily super impacted by this, but I think the opportunity for social engineering employees working remotely, working from home is much higher because they're not in the office. And I think that there's a lot that we need to do from a training perspective to kind of re-educate the workforce. And I say we, I mean all of us, the Global 2000, et cetera, to re-educate the global workforce. And that's going to need to happen a lot faster because as these threats continue to evolve and to change much more quickly, then they need to be able to react much more quickly. They need to have tools that they can rapidly deploy. They need to have, you know, the ability to kind of educate their personnel, and they need to have the visibility that they were used to having in a closed kind of, enterprise environment that was behind a firewall, behind a closed network. That is something that digital transformation is something that they need to be able to be tooled and prepared for. And that extends beyond just, you know, people working, right? They need to be thinking about workloads. They need to be thinking about the container environments that they're using, the virtualization that they're using, because that is another area that has rapidly been transforming what's going on in the enterprise. And so, you know, I think the shortest answer I would say is that they need to innovate and evolve faster than the threats do.
So Adam, to wrap up our series, let's talk about your own innovation there at CrowdStrike. You in particular, you have one of the most impressive cybersecurity teams globally. tell our audience, what does your team look like today, and how are you gearing up to help the global CISO and security community over the next year?
So, you know, I think we're continuing to grow. You know, our thinking, we try to think in terms of growth in three to five year plans, not necessarily 1 year increments. So we're kind of continuing to march forward. Some of the areas that we are constantly looking to innovate and to evolve pertain to the workload environment and having visibility into cloud architecture and workloads. The mobile space, we've, you know, in the last year or so announced a mobile product for endpoint that is continuing to evolve and to grow. And as more and more organizations adopt work from home and BYOB and things like that, that having that visibility on the endpoint, the mobile endpoint, is absolutely critical. And the other area too that we're really focusing on is, you know, more on the vulnerability side. The you know, reacting to a threat after it's in your environment is certainly important, and you want to be able to get in front of that. We have this kind of 1-10-60 rule that we educate customers about, which, you know, pertains to being able to identify, investigate, and respond to a breach in certain periods of time in order to get in front of an adversary. On the vulnerability side, if you can prevent the adversary from having opportunity to even get in the first place, you know, you want to do that. So innovating the way people think about vulnerability and bringing intelligence into the vulnerability space is where my team is kind of really looking to innovate over the next couple of years.
Adam, it's been a pleasure sitting with you for these 12 podcasts. Thank you so much for coming on, and hope we get a chance to do this again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I had a good time and really interesting conversations.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Adam Myers, senior vice president of intelligence at CrowdStrike, developers of the Falcon platform, the industry's first cloud-native endpoint protection platform. To learn more about CrowdStrike, visit crowdstrike.com. You can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.